This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to our nightly dua session for the purpose of education and motivation. Dua in English and in Arabic, inshallah ta'ala. We have just a few more nights in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from everyone. Inshallah ta'ala, we will give about 60 seconds or so for the live stream to go out and to push out to different channels. And then we will begin, inshallah ta'ala. Welcome to our brothers and sisters from all around the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to accept from us during these blessed nights, and to make us from amongst those who worship on Laylatul Qadr and worship throughout the year as well. Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. We'll give about a minute or so just for the live stream to go out, and then we will start, inshallah ta'ala. Welcome, welcome from all around the world. Welcome from different countries and cities and states. Barakallahu fikum. Alhamdulillah. We have representations from a number of different countries, mashallah. Sister Julia Wati, all the way from Malaysia, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have, alhamdulillah, Oklahoma. We have Germany, mashallah. UAE, the UK. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you. Barakallahu fikum. Of course, yes, Canada. Cannot forget Canada. From France as well, mashallah. Sister Nasima from France, welcome. Bismillah. We'll get started, inshallah ta'ala, with the Arabic dua. Jazakum Allah khairan. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد من بعد الرضا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت لك الحمد على ما قضيت ولك الشكر على ما أنعمت به علينا وأوليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وإذا أردت بعبادك فتنة فاقبضنا إليك غير مفتونين وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له نسألك اللهم علما نافعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا شاكرا وعملا صالحا متقبلا اللهم طهر أعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة وقلوبنا من الشرك ومن النفاق يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة ونعيمة. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا عبادك بنو عبادك بنو إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاءك. نسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم أصلحنا وأصلح شباب المسلمين في كل مكان وأصلح أحبابنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، واجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، واجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته، ولا طالبا إلا نجحته، ولا مسافرا إلا سالما إلى أهله رددته، ولا موتا إلا رحمته، ولا مريضا إلا شافيته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى كل خير، ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين سوءا فاجعل كيده في نحره، واجعل دائرة السوء عليه. يا قوي يا الله، يا متين يا الله، يا عظيم يا الله، يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين، اللهم وارزقنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. اللهم طهر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين، اللهم طهر بلاد المسلمين من أيدي الظالمين، اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان، في كل مكان، في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصر عبادك الصالحين في كل مكان، اللهم فرج الكرب عن المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لموتى المسلمين أجمعين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم، واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد، ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم اجعلنا فيها من المقبولين. اللهم إن كانت هذه ليلة القدر فتقبل منا أجمعين، فتقبل منا أجمعين، فتقبل منا أجمعين يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء، وأنت القوي ونحن الضعفاء، ندعوك دعاء المساكين ونرجوك رجاء الخائفين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين ولا من رحمتك مطرودين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا ووالدي والدينا، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، كبيرها وصغيرها، ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم. يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار، نسألك الفردوس الأعلى بغير حساب مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اختم لنا رمضان برضوانك والنجاة والعتق من نيرانك. اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان. اللهم أعد علينا رمضان سنين عديدة وأزمنة مديدة، واجعلنا اللهم فيه من المقبولين. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا، اللهم تقبل دعاءنا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Jazakumakhir to our brothers and sisters. We will now move on to the English portion of the dua, inshallah ta'ala. Let's move on to the English portion of the dua. Jazakumakhir. O Allah, we praise you. We praise you, Ya Allah, for the ability to praise you. We praise you, Ya Allah, for the blessing of life, for the blessing of guidance to Islam, for the blessing of seeing the truth as truth. Ya Allah, we praise you for granting us life to the month of Ramadan and life to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We praise you, Allah, for the ability to worship you. Ya Allah, to you belongs all praise. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and the light of the heavens and the earth, and the maintainer of the heavens and the earth. So to you is thanks and praise. Ya Allah, you are the truth. Your speech is true. Your promise is true, and your meeting is true. Paradise and hellfire are true. The prophets are true, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is true. O Allah, we submit to you. We believe in you. We depend on you. We repent to you and refer back to you. We seek judgment from you. So, Ya Allah, grant us forgiveness from you for our past sins and the new, those hidden and evident. From all of them we repent, and from those sins we've forgotten while you knew. O Allah, we ask you for paradise, the highest levels of paradise, and everything that will bring us closer to it, actions and speech. We ask you, Allah, to protect us from the fire and anything that will bring us closer to have actions and speech. O Allah, we ask you to guide us amongst those you have guided and grant us health amongst those you've granted health to. Protect us amongst those you have protected and bless us in what has been given to us by you. Ya Allah, protect us from any evil that is decreed, for you decree in truth and none can decree over you. None can disgrace whom you support and none can honor whom you oppose. You are the blessed and the exalted. O Allah, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. You are the most merciful of those who are asked, the most generous of those who give, the sustainer of everything. You alone ever live. O Allah, you who hears what we do not hear, you who sees what we do not see, you who changes the universe by simply saying kun, be. We don't have the ability to praise you, Allah. You are as you praised yourself. But we thank you, Allah, for our faith, for our families, for our health and our wealth, and all that you've given us. We declare you to be our Lord with no deities other than you. You created us. We are your slaves and we fulfill our pledge to you. We seek refuge in you from the sins that we commit. Your blessings upon us cannot be counted. Your favors we all admit. We confess our sins, Ya Allah, and we ask for your forgiveness, for none forgive sins except for you. O Allah, you are Al-Afu. You are the one who loves to forgive, so forgive us. O Allah, you are forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive us. Ya Allah, you are forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive us. O Allah, you informed us. Udu'uni astajib lakum, call upon me, I will respond to you. You informed us, Ya Allah, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So we beg you, Allah, we call upon you, Ya Allah, from different parts of the world, O Allah. We call upon you during this blessed month, during this blessed hour, during this blessed time. We call upon you, Ya Allah, with your names and your attributes. Ya Allah, we beg you to please forgive us, Ya Allah. Please forgive us for all of our sins. O Allah, forgive us for our sins, the past, present, and future, the major and the minor, the sins that are public and the sins that are private, the sins we remember and all the sins that we forgot. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from a heart that is not humbled, and an eye that does not tear, knowledge that does not benefit us, and a prayer not lifted near. O Allah, make us people of the Qur'an. O Allah, guide us to be people of the Qur'an and our loved ones as well. O Allah, make the Qur'an the spring of our hearts, the light of our chests, the remover of our sadness, the repeller of our stress. Teach us what we don't know of it, and remind us what we've forgotten, and grant us the ability to recite throughout the day and night. O Allah, make us amongst those who recite the Quran and review the Quran and memorize the Quran and internalize the Quran and reflect on the Quran and teach the Quran and live upon the Quran in every facet of life. O Allah, allow us to live and die upon the Quran, and allow us to be protected by the Quran's intercession in the grave, to be shaded by it and interceded for on the Day of Judgment, and to reach the highest levels of Jannah through living and dying upon its memorization and implementation. O Allah, O Allah, guide us and our loved ones. Guide us, Ya Allah, from all around the world, old and young. Guide for us our youth, Ya Allah, and bring them to the truth. Protect them from influences that would cause them to be misled. Forgive our parents and grandparents and have mercy on our dead. Remove from us the overpowering of people and the overburdening of debts. O Allah, for those who are struggling with debts, for those who are struggling with poverty, we ask you, Allah, to open for them the doors of rizq and to grant them patience and perseverance and resilience to pursue only that which is permissible and that which is pleasing to you. O Allah, we ask you for success, and we ask you to make us a people who understand what success is. We ask you, Allah, for all of our loved ones and all of our community members around the world, to grant us the highest levels of success and to remove our stress and to make us people of trust and tawakkul. We ask you, Allah, to bless all of the marriages of our brothers and sisters around the world and to protect them from any harm or evil internally and externally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to marry our bachelors and bachelorettes and to guide them to the best of marriages and to the best of actions, Ya Allah, the best of character and the best of taqwa in every situation. O Allah, for all of the Muslim students around the world, we ask you, Allah, to grant them the ability to excel for your sake in deen and dunya, and doubts and desires repel. We ask you, Allah, to free our prisoners and bring them back to their families safe and secure, and to heal our sick from all illnesses. You alone are the one to cure. O Allah, we seek your protection from being tested, and we ask you, Allah, for the greatest reward for every test that we've passed, Ya Allah. We ask you, Allah, for protection for our families, our loved ones, our brothers and our sisters in the land that you have made blessed, and in every land and every place in which your name is mentioned. O Allah, we have many brothers and sisters in many countries and states and many cities, Ya Allah, and behind closed doors who are suffering and struggling with oppression and injustice. Ya Allah, for our brothers and sisters in Masjid al-Aqsa and all around the world, in countless places, if we were to list them, Ya Allah, many of them feel like they have no state to support them, no ummah behind them, no land to accept them, and no one to carry them. It is them and you, Ya Allah. You are their supporter, you are their hope. Ya Allah, all avenues are shut for them except for your door that doesn't close. So be their greatest supporter and greatest ally. And guide us, Ya Allah, to the best of actions that will bring about relief and justice and peace to other people. Make us a source of justice and peace for other people, Ya Allah. O Allah, have mercy on our friends and our brothers and sisters and our relatives and everyone who requested our prayers. Forgive all of their sins and correct all of their affairs, Ya Allah. O Allah, you've blessed us to experience the month of Ramadan, so bless us, Ya Allah, with your forgiveness. Allow us to be amongst those who entered Ramadan and left it with a clean slate. Forgive us, O Allah, and be with us, and don't punish us. There's nothing that gives us the ability to call upon you persistently, knowing we have shortcomings and sins and faults and flaws, and that we've disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Nothing gives us the ability to ask of you consistently except what you've taught us of your forgiveness. You are Ar-Rahman, you are Ar-Rahim, you are At-Tawwab, you are Al-Afu, you are the one who forgives, and you told us, O Allah, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ, that you are the ever, the oft forgiving, and the most loving, and the one who seeks your repentance will be forgiven. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, during this blessed night for forgiveness. We repent to you, Allah, from all of our sins. We ask you, Allah, for strength, and we ask you, Allah, for the ability to refrain from going back to our sins. We ask you, Allah, for strength and wisdom, and we ask you, Allah, to protect us from going back to these sins. O Allah, make us and our loved ones of the people of paradise, and protect us and our families and our ummah from all evil, and heal the hearts of the believing people. O Allah, unite between our hearts, unite between our communities and our institutions and our brothers and sisters in every land and place, and make us a people, Ya Allah, that do not have any kind of superiority complex, any kind of pride or arrogance looking down on one another because of ethnicity or nation states or languages. Make us one ummah, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah, to be people of humility and people of unity. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us amongst those who are accepted on Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, grant us the wisdom to seek Laylatul Qadr consistently in all 10 nights, and not to retire on any of these remaining nights, and make us amongst those who are accepted on the night that is greater than 1,000 months. O Allah, we ask you for all that is good, the good now and the good later, the good we know and the good that we don't recognize. We ask for your protection against all evil, evil now and later, the evil that we recognize and the evil that we don't recognize. O Allah, we ask you for happiness and healing. We ask you for strength. We ask you for resilience for our brothers and sisters dealing with loss, dealing with grief. We ask you, Allah, to help them and to mend their hearts. You are Al-Jabbar, the one who mends the hearts. We ask you, Allah, for optimism and to make us a people of hope. And we ask you, Allah, to make us a source of hope and optimism for others around us. O Allah, we ask you to protect us in our mental and physical health. And we ask you, Allah, for every kind of healing and to be guided to the best of healing. O Allah, as we've come to you, begging you, striving harder in the month of Ramadan, we ask you, Allah, to grant us the wisdom and the consistency in worshipping you after Ramadan. We ask you, Allah, to guide us and our brothers and sisters who took more steps towards you during this month to be consistent throughout the year. And that if there are bad influences on us, online or offline, with any kind of environment or any kind of friend or company, we ask you, Allah, to replace it with that which is good. And we beg you, Allah, for many more Ramadans to come. O Allah, guide our institutions, guide our Islamic centers, guide our organizations, guide our scholars, our politicians, our community leaders from all around the world. Guide them, Ya Allah, to the most pleasing actions to you, to the most corrective actions. And protect them, Ya Allah, from any kind of evil. Protect them, Ya Allah, from misguidance. Ya Allah, for those who are trying to divide our communities and those who are trying to harm our communities from within, we ask you, Allah, to protect us from their doubts. We ask you, Allah, to protect us from their evil and their harm, and to make us a people of unity and a people of advice and a people who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in character and in rituals. We ask you, Ya Allah, to make us people of humility and to seek knowledge from those who are knowledgeable. We ask you, Allah, to forgive our scholars, our institutions, and those who have erred, and we ask you, Allah, to guide them to the best of actions. We ask you, Allah, to guide them to the best of actions. O Allah, show us the truth as truth and guide us to it. And show us evil as evil and protect us against it. Protect us from it, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you in these final moments to accept from us. We ask you, Allah, to accept our dua. We ask you, Allah, to accept our dua. O Allah, you are the one who said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. If my servants ask about me, I am nearby. I respond to the one who calls upon me when he calls upon me. We are calling upon you, Ya Allah. And we beg you, Ya Allah. We beg you, Ya Allah. We beg you, Allah, knowing that no one can accept our dua except for you. We beg you, Allah, to accept our dua. We beg you, Allah, to accept our dua and to make us content, knowing with full trust in who you are that the dua is being responded to in the best manner possible for us. We ask you, Allah, to guide us and forgive us. We ask you, Allah, to purify our hearts and our actions. And our final supplication is that all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. O Allah, send your peace and your blessings upon your messenger Muhammad and those who follow him until the end of times. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan once again to our brothers and our sisters for joining us from all around the world, mashallah. As usual, there's a great diversity, alhamdulillah. Those of you who joined and mentioned as well, the different states you're coming from, all the way from Florida to Boston, to the East Coast and the West Coast and Maryland and Dearborn, mashallah, all across Michigan and New Jersey, all across Canada, all across Europe, all across Asia and Africa as well. May Allah bless you all. May Allah accept from you. May Allah reward you. Stay consistent with your dua. Stay consistent with your dhikr during these remaining nights. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of you and to make us a people of consistency. Know that every dua makes a difference. And as a reminder, dua is accepted in different forms. It may be accepted in the way you just asked for. It may be accepted in a better form for you. It may be accepted as well by serving or forming a protection against a calamity that was coming your way. So your dua for something else ended up protecting you. It may be accepted for somebody else because of the dua you just made for the entire ummah. And the angel said, and the same for you. And something you needed in your life was responded to. A blessing came to you. An opportunity came your way because of the dua you made for your brothers and your sisters. So do not forget your brothers and your sisters as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. And the last way dua could be accepted is that it's saved as a reward on the Day of Judgment. And imagine mountains and mountains of rewards. And you come on the Day of Judgment, the most important day, and you're looking for as much good as possible. This is the currency of the afterlife. You need as much of it as possible. And you find millions or billions of hasanat, good deeds, because of the dua you kept making consistently in this life, knowing that no good dua goes to waste. No dua goes to waste. No dua goes to waste. So stay consistent, and may Allah accept from all of you. Jazakumullah khairan for tuning in. We will continue, inshallah ta'ala, during the remaining nights. Tomorrow night, for us here in the US and Eastern time zone, it is the 27th night. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, it will be the 27th night for us. I ask Allah to accept from all of you, regardless of when you started Ramadan. Stay consistent. It could be Laylatul Qadr. It could be any one of these nights. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa salli lahum ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.